love to visit Madagascar, man. I have a teacher who went there, and he said he had a lot of fun.
Oh, shit.
He said he recommended...
Does he like to move and move it?
I don't even know if you're allowed to say that for real, man. That's fucked up. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Welcome to Mothers I Learned From, episode 8.
8.
Shout out 8. It's the magic number.
Flip that 8 to the side and you get beautiful breasts. Beautiful breasts of a mother breastfeeding. Oh, what?
Yeah, you get infinity.
Yeah, that too. Breasts are infinite.
Breasts are infinite.
We are infinite.
If that keeps on giving.
Isn't We Are Infinite from Perks of Being a Wallflower or something like that?
I don't know.
Like at the end he says, "We are infinite." And then fucking Ezra Miller, I don't know, punches... Hermione or something.
I'm Lionel.
I'm Guillermo. Yeah. Sons of Mothers.
Sons of Mothers. Mothers of...
Like new Sons of Anarchy spinoff. Sons of Mothers. Never watched the original, but yeah, we're not allowed to ride motorcycles.
No, it is strictly forbidden.
It is strictly forbidden. My mom said that she'd be really worried.
Motorcycle, bro.
Motorcycle, bro. And guess what? My dad rode a motorcycle, so that's fucked up. Can't
do
that.
Do you ever get hurt on the motorcycle?
I think he told me one time it fell on him.
That sucks.
When he was learning at first, and it was heavy. And I was like, damn, Dad, that's a crazy-ass story. And then I dapped him up, and he said, never forget this.
Such an interesting story.
Yeah, I kind of made up some of it, but some of it was true, too.
You make up the dap at the end?
No, I made up the dad at the end. He left right after telling a story. Is it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever dapped up my dad, so...
You don't think so?
No. Have you?
Yeah, dap him up all the time. You gotta go the classic dap and hug, you know?
Yeah, I don't do that with my dad. My dad and I aren't, like, bros like... We can be bros, but we're not bros like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our hugs are rare, if ever, and our hand interactions are shakes, if ever.
A nice, firm handshake.
That's what he expects of me, and that's what I must deliver. I was trying to think of some sort of fancy word to kind of say something. Make a saying out of that.
Make a saying? I've
been trying to sort of make sayings recently, just sort of my wisdom is communicated.
Some of them are catching on, too.
Some of them are catching on. Swag caught on.
Swag. That was a good one. Yeah. I feel like you really caught a...
Well, I said swagger, and it sort of got...
Oh, yeah.
It sort of got... I don't know, what would be like a
dope? You started
abbreviated
dope.
A little bit. Yeah. Well, it started dopey. I did dopey.
Yeah, you did dopey.
Because I created the character of Dopey, one of the seven dwarves. Walt Disney had me in his pocket, and I just sort of had to sell my creative soul to him whenever he needed it, or else. Well, he had my family, so. Yeah, my wife, my kids, you know.
I mean, and now he's frozen, dude.
And now he's frozen, and I'm still alive. I retained my youth by sort of... Well,
did you freeze with him for a minute?
No, I didn't. Because
you guys are, like, far... He died long before you were born.
He died long before I was born?
Yeah.
Well, I was sort of reborn, as it were.
In what sense?
Like, I sort of... When I was... Okay, so... I pass away, and I think... I want to say, like, 1952. And I remember my consciousness sort of spread throughout... And I really had to work to narrow myself down into a consciousness again and shoot myself into the womb of my mother as my father ejaculated. And there I was in 2002.
Takes a lot of practice.
It does take a lot of practice. It took me fucking 50 years to figure that out, man.
Yeah, dude. Think of all the other times you could have been born.
Yeah, if I'd forced... I could have been anyone, man. I could have been you. I
could have been me.
I could have forced myself into the cum of your dad. Same year, man. It's a high possibility.
It is, dude.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm glad to have been born as I were.
2002.
And I still have a vengeance against the Disney family to enact. Mickey Mouse is my enemy.
Mickey Mouse, dude.
Yeah.
You gonna fuck him up?
He's so cute. He's so cute. I couldn't even imagine.
And Minnie Mouse, too?
Oh,
dude?
My gosh.
Imagine what she would feel like.
What is that? She would feel like?
Yeah.
Imagine what she would feel like? What does that mean?
I meant, imagine how she would feel.
Oh, if I killed Mickey?
Yeah.
Not if, like, touch.
No.
I was like, oh. What are you saying here? Imagine how she would feel like, dude. That sounds awful. You said it, not me, man.
Ugh.
he's dealing with allergies a little bit worse than I am right now. I'm honestly doing fine. Maybe because I sort of sucked his power off this morning. That sounds gross.
Talking about crazy phrasing, we're both just in here.
I was trying to think of a better way to say it, and I said it the worst way possible.
Sucking his power off, dude.
Yeah. You can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help it. Aura for aura, between us, who wins?
Aura? Me? I have the most aura, I think, out of anyone I've ever met.
Really? Even your mom?
Yeah, more aura.
Mora.
Mora.
Mori.
More aura.
More
aura.
Morla is a mountain I used to climb with my dear old family.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Climbing mountains?
Yeah. Well,
peak.
Yeah, we're just sort of cool family. Like, I don't know, every once in a while we'd even go out. And we even do an activity together when we were younger.
Yeah. No more, though?
Sometimes we'll do a dinner if there's an occasion.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's awesome. It makes me feel closer than ever to my family. That's great. My God. Do you ever share, like, an experience with your family that is almost religious-like?
No.
Where you're all hugging, like, in a huddled circle, and you start crying because of how much love you feel in the room?
Like in, what's that movie with the fucking, the cult in Europe?
The cult in Europe.
It's got a... Oh, fuck, what
some
is the
name? Sort of cult in Europe.
Yeah, and they kill.
They kill? Yeah. Oh, that's so scary, dude. That scares me so badly. Fuck.
Midsummer.
Is that when it came out, Midsummer?
yeah, I think so.
In, like, July?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Midsummer would be July, because June and August are sort of the ends.
Yeah.
Well, a bit of September, too. Is that true?
Yeah, it might be true.
September 22nd, is that when fall starts?
September's kind of a nothing month. It's just like an in-between, you know?
It's some of our friends.
We have
like three friends with a birthday.
We do.
Yeah, so saying it's a nothing month is sort of a spit on their face.
Not really.
What star sign is that, like Aries or some shit like that, dude?
I don't know.
I wish we knew more about star signs, because that's like an easy topic of conversation. Like, oh my God, I fucking hate this person for this kind of reason.
Or maybe we should just have prompts.
Every Cancer should fucking jump high enough to where they break a leg on their way down.
Yeah, dude. What if we were each given powers?
Like based on our zodiac sign?
Yeah, like.
Okay, so I got like a
crab.
I got like a scorpion tail, and you got claws. You got pinchers.
I
think a tail is cooler than pinchers. We're sort of related in a way, I feel like.
Yeah, we got similar powers here.
You're sort of a water version of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like a desert version of you.
Yeah.
That's cool as fuck, man.
Just versions of each other. Location-based. It's true, dude.
They adapt to their environment. And if you think about it, we're animals as well.
We are.
How have we adapted? How have we become worse, do you think, over the years? Or better?
Everything.
Probably everything?
Yeah, dude. We're all gonna succumb to the heat.
Don't think we'll have adapt to become superheated humans?
I think it's happening too fast.
You think superheated humans is not a possibility, like Johnny Storm?
Like Johnny Storm? No, I don't think so.
Flame on! What if we could all go flame on?
Oh, that'd be sick. Dude.
And then, that'd be actually really hot. 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 Like sexy, but like in a sort of... Yeah, imagine two fire-fueled humans sort of fucking fiercely.
Yeah, we used to be able
fireless,
to live
fireless
in the water meat. And the land. Dude.
That's true, man. We used to be fish. We've gone through so much. If you think about it, everything is our cousin.
That's true, dude.
A fucking ant.
Cousin.
An ant is actually your cousin. And guess what an uncle is? Not allowed back at the family parties.
Unk status? Yeah. Unk status means you're not allowed near the family.
Unk status means something really different to me than it does to the average person, I feel like. Because whenever I talk about it, they're sort of jarred.
Like, no.
They're sort of like, so what happened to you? And I'm like, I can't get into it without crying. And so they're like, no, unk status is when somebody sort of has authority and maybe they know a little better about situations. They can give you wisdom. They can impart stuff on you, just sort of smart. Like, they know how to think things out because they have so much lived experience. And I'm like, no, unk status is sort of when you're scared.
It's sort of when you're in fear for your life. And
when
you
you're hiding behind the hangers kind of thing. No, that's too dark. That's too dark to even consider. Yeah. So an ant.
Yeah. Cousin, that's cuz.
That's cuz. A fish, cuz. Cuzo. A dolphin, fucking basically my brother yeah, or dude. Sister or even non-binary even sibling. Me. It's even you.
It's even me. Dude.
Dolphins are our horny, there's evil cousins.
No video to this, so there's no way of telling if we're not dolphins or not, dude.
That's... That was pretty... Was that pretty good? Was that good? Wow, man. We might be dolphins.
We might fucking be dolphins.
Oh, shit. Hold on. There's some gunk in my blowhole. Let me... Oh, sorry. I had to shoot it out really quick.
Oh.
Sorry if this is sort of low-ball comedy, sort of scraping the bottom, sort of doing cum jokes as dolphins, almost like, not a cum joke exactly, it was
a
sort
blow
of
joke.
A gunk joke, or a gunk in my blowhole joke.
Don't oh, you? Oh, there's gunk in my blowhole.
When I get gunk in my blowhole, I'm pissed the freak off. Yeah, and guess what? It's probably because of pollution, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is your fault, listener.
This is your fault, fucking Jeff fucking Bezos and I can't think
Damian
of...
Wayans.
Damon Wayans?
Yeah.
Did you I say Damian? Like he's some sort of evil omen figure. Like he's the second coming of... What if there was another Wayans brother?
Damian
Wayans. Damian and he was just Wayans. Evil. He made yeah,
there's
even
Marlon,
scarier
there's Damon,
movie.
And then there's Damian.
Even scarier movie is the movie he made.
Why hasn't that been a title? Even scarier movie.
These sort of like vampires suck esque like the like parody movies.
That shit was so ass.
It's hard to make those nowadays.
The Hungry Games.
Everybody's so aggressive towards corny shit now that and I guess it's okay.
They weren't good even back then.
I mean, Scary Movie 1 and 2 are.
Oh no,
good.
No, those are good. I'm talking about like fucking superhero movie.
Yeah, I tried to watch that. I couldn't get through it, man.
Is
I couldn't
that Drake
get
Bell.
Yeah, it's Drake yeah, Bell, it's, Kevin Hart, man, and the guy from Airplane. I forget his name.
O.J. Simpson?
No. He's the guy who does all the, like, funny he's puns. Dead. Don't call me Shirley.
O.J. Orange juice, yeah.
Orange juice.
That's a pun, right?
No, he's an act. Is he in... Is Airplane the one he's in, or is it, like the gun one?
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun.
Oh, he is a Naked Gun.
Oh, I nailed
Leslie.
That, bro. They say I know nothing, but here I am fucking...
About, yeah.
Here I am spitting facts.
Facts about O.J. Simpson.
And I don't know anybody's name. I don't know O.J. Simpson's name. I don't know Orenthal James Simpson's name, and I don't know him well, and I don't hate... I didn't mourn him for 11 days after his passing. For 11 fucking Super Bowls he could have won.
It was like his Hanukkah. 11 crazy nights.
8. And speaking, 8 crazy nights, and it's episode 8, by the way. Which is such a... Dude.
Full circle.
Even more than full circle. Two full circles that are connecting and intertwined
yeah.
to make an infinity.
Exactly.
An infinity
or
makes
breasts.
Me so happy because I love constants in my life. Because change is so crushing that an infinity is so pleasurable.
I don't know what all of that was, but...
What do you mean? Do you agree?
It's kind of like women's breasts.
Like if you flip it to the side?
Yeah.
Oh, I see that. Like if you sort of put nipples in the center, it'd sort of be like, oh, wait, hold on. Let me think about that for 8 more minutes.
Apologies to all the mothers out there.
Yeah, or just anybody, really. No, it's never okay to gawk or
go a wooga.
Yeah, it's never okay to drop your jaw on the floor. And
it's
sort
never
of,
okay to make honking
and
noises.
And guess what? If your tongue gets on the ground, you can't even kiss anybody because
exactly.
you'd be so filthy.
Yeah, it'd be gross. You know how much stuff is down there?
Yeah, there's so many germs. This yeah. is the thing people don't understand. There's so much germs involved in every human.
Just everywhere.
And everywhere. It's not even just humans that create germs. It's
just germs.
There's bugs, there's dirt, there's mud, there's moss. There's little slimy little creatures that are out to get you and kill you via stuff on your food. You ever eat moldy bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And what does it taste like?
Tastes like ass.
And guess what?
What?
That's them out to get you, man. everybody...
Struggle bread.
What we don't understand, because, like, everybody always says, we need, like, what would, like, unite us all is, like, one common enemy. And there is a common enemy. It's germs, guys. We're enough with
He's
this...
on his Howie
Enough
Mandel
with the prejudices.
Shit.
Enough with all that stuff.
On his germophobia
All these fucking
B.
constructs that we invented to make ourselves feel better. We can just fucking take our energy out on cleaning. Every little bleach spray you do is saving...
On his bubble type shit.
Because guess what? Master Germ, the evil... Evil Meister of the Germ Army. He's out to get every fucking one of you.
The Germ Army.
Yeah, and guess what? They're worse than the Nazis.
Germans have killed way more people than the Nazis.
Guess so. And don't get me wrong, the Nazis were evil. They suck, dude.
They sucked.
Message from MILFs: we hate Nazis. Kill exactly. yourself.
You can quote us on that. MILFs 2024. Yeah. Nazis suck.
Kill yourselves or get like your tattoos removed and exactly. like make a significant change in your life. And
move out of Argentina.
And really, you have to like every Italy. Evil you've done, you have to do twice as much good, at least. Sorry. Yeah, but germs are the true enemy.
Germs.
Yeah, not Germans.
Germans.
Because we're all human race.
We're all human race.
We're all human race at the end of the day, guys. Oh my god, that almost makes me want to shed a tear for the entire...
He's crying right
all
now.
All the togetherness I'm feeling right now, the interconnectivity I'm feeling, not just between me and Lionel, even though we are sort of connected yeah. right now, sadly, because we... We're in some sort of accident where we got melded together.
Kind of like that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward and SpongeBob kind of melt together.
A scientist sort of guided us into a machine. And separate machines. I was in one little machine, like a cylinder tube. And
we tried switching brains, but, you know.
Yeah.
Everything got mixed up.
Well, we weren't sure what was going to happen.
It was a lightning strike.
We just wanted, like, a Freaky Friday weekend. Just because we watched that movie for the first time, like, the other day. And we were like, wow, Lindsay Lohan is such an icon.
And I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Why? Because she supports Israel?
No, what the fuck?
I was just asking because that's like a prominent thing about her, like given the
recent. Does she support Israel?
Yeah, she does. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't keep up with Jamie Lee Curtis like that.
I'm pretty positive. If she doesn't, I guess I'm sorry. But she won that Oscar, man. Yeah. She didn't deserve that fucking Oscar, man.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
It wasn't that interesting of a role she had. I felt like
she's kind of a minor.
Yeah, exactly. She had, like, the hot dog fingers. Yeah.
But she did a lot of...
Oh, these guys are so wacky, these directors.
She did a lot of press for it. She advocated for it.
Yeah, but think about it. She wasn't even Asian, and that movie was about being Asian somewhat.
Yeah, that was my takeaway from the movie. When I walked out of the theater...
That's the only thing I was thinking.
I was like, damn.
I'm not good at analysis so much on a wide level. I can attack one very specific thing. I'm like, is Jamie Lee Curtis going to win an Oscar off this, even though she's not even part of, like, what I will say is an underlying theme? Yeah. That's exactly what I think. And guess what? That movie's about being a mom and a daughter.
It is, dude. Classic mom movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh my god, my mom should watch this. Maybe she'll like. Maybe it'll be like.
Places?
With me. Yeah. I don't think I'd want that, man. I don't think I'd want to switch places with anybody.
You don't know how hard I have it.
Maybe I'd want to switch places with someone I don't know, I guess. I don't know. Who would you switch places with just for, like, a fun...
Just for, like, a day?
Like, just for... Not for, like, hijinks until, like, you reach a natural conclusion where you can figure out, like, how to find, like...
Patrick Mahomes.
It's kind of lame.
Patrick Mahomes and then...
Just so you can be, like, a star, like a football star?
No, just so I can, like... Let's say they make
love to his wife and, like, father his kids?
No. Let's say this is, like, the Super Bowl and they're against the 49ers.
Yeah.
I'd blow the game for them, you know?
Oh,
I just throw interceptions.
But you okay?
I'd slip. Well, are you gonna trip, do quotation mark?
Are you gonna do that? Okay, so you think 49ers are still like pretty much Super Bowl bound?
Yes,
because they're still a great team.
Yeah,
and you think it'll be the Chiefs again there? Like,
yeah,
are you willing to do this beginning of season before?
I'm willing to say right now in 2020.
You would become Patrick Mahomes. You would play an excellent season.
Excellent
get
season.
To the Super Bowl. Get to the Super Bowl.
I would dominate the season. I'd win the MVP. I'd take the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. And then I would fucking...
You would blow the game.
Blow the game.
You'd fucking slam into everybody on your own team.
And if the 49ers don't make it, then I'm winning that Super Bowl.
And then after you win the Super Bowl, what next? You just leave it. One Super Bowl is enough, or are you gonna keep on? You're gonna keep the Chiefs dynasty going.
I kind of have to keep it going. I have to become the GOAT.
And you could make if you ever get the opportunity, get Niners back in the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe.
But maybe at that time, maybe I'm like.
But don't you want to live a long?
Maybe I'm blood hungry at that point, and I'm like, I don't even care. About
I would say you'd probably get too attached to the people in his life and not want to leave after a certain point.
Except for Jackson Mahomes.
His brother?
Yeah, his brother.
Why? Because he's gay?
No. People think he's gay. I don't think he, like.
I thought they said, I don't know much. I don't know. He does?
Yeah, but I don't know. He's a pretty bad guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's, like, harassed people. He's, like, sexually harassed people.
I remember, yeah, you saying something like that at some point. That sucks, man. That'd be hard to have as a brother.
Exactly.
You'd be kind of a, Patrick Mahomes isn't, like, super cool, though.
No, he's not cool. He's kind of lame. He had
a... I would want to be, like, a super cool, like, kind of NFL guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, aura.
You'd want to have, he'd just be a guy with aura?
Yeah, just, like, some...
Aura over success?
I mean, I'd want success as well. Like, can I have both?
No. Tom Brady? No aura.
That's true, huh? Maybe the ideal, like, leaders and dominant players just are soulless human beings. Yeah, like,
they let the other guys with aura, you know.
They sacrifice their character to the devil for their football and fucking successful careers or whatever.
Tom Brady, probably the most boring person out there.
Maybe, yeah. I was about to say something controversial, but I don't know if
I should. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like maybe, like, it's, like, that's the kind of, like, hyper-focused to be, like, on the spectrum kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, like, why they're, like, a little, like, socially, you know, awkward, I guess. But, like, yeah. I don't know. So maybe soulless was a rude thing to say.
And Patrick Mahomes doesn't even love football.
He doesn't?
He loves baseball. That's what he wanted to be.
He's like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Sucks when you're so naturally gifted at something you don't want to do.
That's so funny. I've never even thought about that because I don't have that problem. I'm not naturally gifted. I mean, we haven't explored everything.
Exactly. Maybe I'm really good at crocheting.
I've tried crocheting. It's hard as fuck. So maybe you are, and I would commend you for that because that's difficult as fuck.
Maybe I'm the goat.
But again, yeah. We've talked about this before. We want to be goats at something. Exactly. Like, it sounds awesome. Everybody should get to be a goat at something. There's enough fucking hobbies for that, I feel like. What do we got? We got 8 billion people. 8 is the theme of today's episode, by the way.
Just being good at something you're not, or you don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Count Dracula would do, like, number-themed kind of stuff, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
8! Doesn't really, his, like, accent doesn't really shine.
That's,
when,
like,
he
why
says
so 8. Many fucking, like, Wall Street guys suck. They're really good with numbers, but they're just depressed. They just need drugs.
Are they good at shit? I thought they were all dumb or something. Like, I mean, yeah, they are all dumb, but
they all are dumb. But
I thought they just sort of, like, know how to, like, sell stuff. Isn't that their thing?
Is it their? I guess
that's what I got from Wolf of Wall Street. And I haven't seen that
in a minute.
Yeah, me neither. But that's what I got, that they were kind of all dumb, and, like, Jonah Hill fucks his cousin. I'm like, And I'm like, no, please, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio, don't cheat on your wife. Kristen Milioti from Palm Springs.
Palm Spring, good.
And How I Met Your Mother, she's Ted's dead wife.
Movie,
how could you do that to her? And he does it fucking anyway. Margot Robbie.
She's the mother.
And guess, Margot Robbie's, he has a kid, doesn't he? Something like that. He left his strong Italian family for what? A blonde bimbo? No, she's not such a bimbo. She's smart. I'm so sorry.
Did you not watch the Barbie movie?
I think I did, but I sort of forgot summer 2023, honestly.
Yeah. The takeaway was...
Who's your favorite Barbie? What's my takeaway?
The takeaway from the movie was that Ryan Gosling is really good at acting. Yeah,
that's why I only paid attention to him the whole time. Because, the thing is, I don't know, women, like, it was just, it all kind of meshed together, all the pink kind of stuff, it all kind of meshed together. So where the only person that shined was Ryan Gosling because he had a six-pack.
Exactly.
Because I was looking at it the whole time.
Striving towards
six-packs. I was looking at his face, I'm like, wow, you can see his age, but his six-pack is astonishing. And that's, I was sort of thinking about, like, the duality of, like, his olding, aging face. And he's married to Ava Mendez, a Latina queen.
Exactly.
He has half Latino children, man.
His children are half Latino.
And that's okay with me.
The dichotomy of it all.
Old and six-pack. Latino and non-Latino. I mean, you can be white and Latino, but...
Canadian Latino.
That's what fucking Montreal people used to say. All those little Quebecian fucks used to say, oh, we are Latino because we are French and American.
French.
But you're not actually American at all, man.
North American.
You fucking idiot. And also, the French have never done anything good.
No.
Never once. Never.
French people suck.
I guess Spanish people haven't either. But it's all they're all kind of evil.
Everyone's evil.
Yeah. Think about what they did in Haiti, man. I would, if I were in Haiti, I would enjoy my time there, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, it seems fun.
Would you go over to the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, I probably would just because it's right
or
there.
Is it, yeah.
Dominica, is that what the island is called?
The island of Dominica, yeah.
Is Haiti part of Dominica? Is that, am I tripping or like they're
no,
half
they're,
and
they're half and half.
Yeah, that's what it's, yeah. That's Dominica's the island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. One speaks French and one speaks Spanish, but they, can they get along? I don't know, actually. I don't know if they don't get along.
I don't think they get along. I think Dominican people hate Haitian people.
Trujillo did something fucked up.
Wasn't that a teacher at our high school?
I don't remember, but he was like a Dominican dictator that like hated Haitians, I'm pretty sure.
Loved baseball.
I don't remember exactly, though. Maybe I'm wrong. He loved baseball? He probably did, dude. I think he actually did, dude. I read his Wikipedia at some point when I was in politics of Latin America, just sort of for a refresher. Yeah, classic. Shout out the politics of Latin America. Kind of a little damaged, sort of like the Joker's forehead.
Much like the Joker. You see, Latin America and the Joker have a lot
of
common.
They both have been through intense trauma by their... I don't want to say the U.S. is like a father figure because it's not. It sort of forced its way into that kind of role, but it has nothing on any of the Latin
misunderstood,
America.
Really.
You think Latin America is misunderstood?
Yeah, just like the Joker.
Because when I walk through the streets, I'm like, nobody really even gets me.
And and who plays the Joker?
Jared Leto.
Joaquin
Phoenix.
Joaquin, Spanish name. Yeah. Phoenix in Arizona. Where was Arizona before the U.S.?
Mexico. Atlan, shout out, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, bro.
I would fucking... Okay. If you were in, like, the Mexican session, are you going back to Mexico or are you staying in your homeland and becoming a U.S. citizen because you have no choice?
Oh... Would I have a choice at that point? Would people? Just...
I think they say you have to stay, but you have to sacrifice your Mexican citizenship. But this is like your ancestral home, kind of.
Oh.
Or you have to go like to where Mexico became. What are you doing?
What do you mean where Mexico became?
Like what it is now, like after the Mexican session, because it used to be like California.
Oh, yeah.
New Mexico. And
I'd stick in California, I think.
You'd stay?
Yeah.
But you'd probably be treated poorly. Or maybe you'd just stay within your community, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Borderlands type thing. Third kind of identity type shit. Shout out Anzel Dua, but also not really.
My connection is to the land.
Your connection is to the land? That's beautiful, man. I love having a connection to the land. Like, sort of just inhaling. You ever see, like, a beautiful view and inhale so deeply? And then you're inhaling all the pollen and you're like, and you're slowly choking, and then a bug flies in your mouth and pulls out the pollen and saves you because you are so connected to the land that it loves
they
you.
Save you, exactly.
I think the land does save me, and I've talked about this before. I don't know with you, but my reward is it shows me a cat every time I go on a walk, or at least one cat. I've seen 12 at a time, man. That's my peak.
That's your record.
Yeah, all grouped up together. They were like a gang, but I think they would have let me join them if I was smaller.
If you were a cat.
Yes, if I were a cat, they would have... What color cat would you be if you were a cat? I say gray for you, honestly.
Gray? Gray's a nice little coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I'd go gray. Gray, maybe striped.
I see gray with, like, nice eyes kind of thing. Striped? Like, what kind of stripes, though?
Ooh, maybe not too visible, but when you look, you're like, oh, there's...
I think I'd be a cutie cat.
But what color?
What do you see for me?
I don't know. Maybe you're, like... Orange with
I kind of see stripes. Orange. I don't want to admit it, but I kind of see orange. Orange with black stripes like a fucking tiger, dude. I would do the hell out of that. I worked at a summer camp when I was like 16, and the kid would, it, like some white kid would ask for like the Black Panther mask, and I'm like, I'm just sort of painting your face black if I have to do that. Like, actually, like, I can't do that. So I would just do a little cat. I would just make him look like a cat. Yeah. And he accepted it because there was no mirror and he just had to. And some of those kids, I fucking destroyed their face paint in a good way, though.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They asked for fucking, like, Iron Man or something, or Spider-Man, I could kill.
Spider-Man's got that classic look. I'm
I
sure.
Destroy every...
I picture it.
I'm just an artist, man, by
trade.
I want to say by nature, just because, again, I am so deeply connected to the land that I'm constantly...
Land is art.
I'm constantly inspired within myself, by myself.
For himself.
Yeah. We the people.
We
the people.
We the We the people.
We the people is a constitution I'm drafting up, sort of a declaration of independence around my people. Into the sort of gym showers, I guess.
Gym showers, that's good. That's a good one.
I own the maintenance closet that has a peephole that peers into the.
Did you just recently buy that?
Yes, and I'm saying I declare this as my own country.
We the peephole.
Would you like to move to my country, the peephole country?
The peephole country.
Where we spy on the people going to the gym.
Are there multiple peepholes?
Are there multiple people? No, there's.
I feel like if you want to do that, you
I
could just.
I was thinking
go
of starting a broader system, but I don't want them to think it's an invasion.
A broader system.
I don't want them to think it's an invasion is all. Because I'm already claiming a piece of land.
Yeah, but
that
if you wanted to spy on people on the gym, I feel like you could just go to the gym.
Yeah, but I want a country to so nobody can bother me when I can peep on. So I can peep on people in peace, really.
You're like, this is legal, guys.
And the only way to gain recognition, the only way to become a sovereign state is through recognition. So I need the U.S. or some big country to really.
Multiple citizens.
I'm sort of like a Luxembourgian type kind of Monaco kind of little country, but I'm just sort of a maintenance closet in a 24-hour fitness that spies on sort of old men and yeah.
Just old guys.
Pretty much, it's an old guy gym, so I just sort of peek out and sort of just. It's not even like it's not like a sexual thing for me. It's just like it's a hobby, and I again don't want anyone bothering me, and I want an army to defend me if anyone bothers me.
You and what army?
And the army I'm building. Would you like to be colonel?
Oh, that's a good role.
That's a pretty good position. That's
I'll
up.
Be,
that's
I'll
upper middle,
that's
I
up
think.
There. That's up there.
Yeah.
I'll be colonel.
Colonel Lionel.
Yeah.
Okay, Lieutenant Colonel Lionel. You're starting as Lieutenant Colonel. You'll move into Colonel.
Okay.
Already
starting to go down the ladder.
And
here.
Again, I need you
this
to.
This is his power struggle here.
I officially named you Lieutenant Colonel, so don't even. I'm not going to degrade you anymore unless, of course, you do something to dishonor me and our country of Peepolia.
Peepolia?
Peepolia. We the people.
We the people.
We the people of Peepolia.
We the people of Peepolia.
Who loved spying on old men and living near brooms and mops.
What's the flag looking like?
The flag is looking like a little keyhole, and inside there's kind of like blurred images of old men. And outside of that, maybe like a rustic wood.
And at the bottom it says, don't peep on me.
Or maybe it's like sort of, maybe further in the background it's creating like a beautiful light, and it's sort of spread across.
Yeah,
and it's sort of a yellow flag, maybe. Okay. It's like the sun in some flags. Our keyhole. It's a keyhole with a sun on top of it, like sort of like Philippine sun.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Oh, so like that's in the middle, and then I think we'll just go red, green on the sides, with white in the middle.
So you're taking the Mexican flag here.
Yes, it's green, white, red, and then a sun with a keyhole in it. With just a black silhouette of keyhole, and that's our flag. I think that's pretty good, dude. I honestly think I killed that flag design, bro.
We the people of Peepolia.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so...
New Peepolia?
You're going to need to sacrifice your U.S. citizenship. We don't allow dual citizenship at this time.
Shit. What kind of rights do I have in Peepolia?
You can do anything you want within the maintenance closet.
Anything I want?
I mean, you can't, like... I mean, don't bother me.
Can I kill you?
You could kill me if you want to be a tyrant.
I'd be a
tyrant. But tyrants are the lowest of the low. Think about that.
Do we have any other people, or is it just us right now?
Just us, but your job is to enlist right now.
Who's colonel if I'm just lieutenant colonel?
I'm just giving you a position that I think you deserve, man. So
Why can't I be the general?
You can't be the general because I'm basically the general. I'm the king general, basically.
So you're like a military-type tyrant.
No, I'm not a tyrant. I'm not a tyrant. I'm just...
I'm splitting up from you.
I didn't...
The independent states of Peepolia have voted to secede.
Are you trying to secede from me, man?
I'm seceding as shit right now.
Are you taking a corner of the closet? Because I will fucking
I'm
build it.
I'm taking the other side, looking at the older guys on the other side of the gym.
I don't need a fucking. I will sharpen a mop to be a spear, and I will stab you right through your little heart.
You're looking
man.
At old guys like on their treadmill and shit. I'm looking at old guys lifting weights on my side.
Oh, I'm in the showers. I'm straight up in the shower.
Oh, you're straight up in the showers?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where the ideal place is. But we have like sort of a wall system that builds around it. But again, we haven't officially
loves building walls.
We haven't officially claimed that part of it. We only have the maintenance closet as officially declared as our land. So
the
we really
24-hour fitness let you do this?
I don't want any spy accusations or anything like that. And I haven't officially given up my passport or my birth certificate or anything like that. So
you're an enemy of the state.
There's a lot of documents that I kind of have to create in order to fucking do this. So
it's
yeah,
a lot of paperwork.
It's a lot of paperwork, and I have to conceive it of myself. You look this up on Google. Google doesn't know how the fuck to start a country, dude. It's fucking, countries are forced into existence these days, man.
Can't just make one.
Can't just make one. And I don't know. I'm trying to do it. Participate in bureaucracy, I guess, just because I don't want to kill anybody for my land. I don't. I just want my peace and my people.
And my people, yeah.
Exactly. And if you want to fucking challenge me, man, you better be ready to fucking die.
I am ready to die for the United States of Peepolia.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do a United States thing.
No, this is my own thing. This is my split up.
I don't want.
We
don't,
are United States.
I want big government, man. I don't want this. You are part of the government. You are a military leader, so start acting like one.
Not anymore, bro. I seceded.
Yeah, I'll fucking secede you, bitch. Cutting you in half, asshole. I'll secede your fucking dick from your body, dumbass, when I cut it off.
Oh, man. Yep. Can other people look inside the other side of the people?
They can, but I'd stab them with my with my tweezers or some sort of little thing. Some sort of little-ass thing that I can fit through the keyhole. Maybe a toothpick that I poke right in their eye. I'm ready to defend my country is all I'm saying. Come and take it. Come and take it. Take my mops. Take my fucking...
Come and take it.
Exactly. I'm going to buy a gun soon, and I will be ready to defend. Not a real gun. Maybe just sort of like a non-threatening one. A powerful Nerf gun. Like, what's the most powerful Nerf gun?
Oh, dude, probably the Turbo Blaster.
Probably one of the blasters, man. Oh, God, I love blasters.
Oh, dude. I love getting blasted.
Do you ever see a guy and was like, if he had a blaster, he would actually
look so cool.
He would look so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
orange tip and everything?
Well, no. Like a real blaster.
Oh.
An actual blaster. Like a Gat.
Then I would be scared.
Like a Gat or sort of a Blicky kind of thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, I would love to stay strapped with a blaster.
I'm going to stay strapped.
Do you ever go to an event or anything like that? And you're,
somebody has a...
And someone's strapped with a blaster? Oh my God, that's so cool.
Oh shit.
But you better stay out of their way. One thing about that though, because if you were to ever get on the wrong side, you might just get got.
You want to stay on the good side of the blaster here. Yeah. You gotta position yourself in the right way.
Yeah, it's a chess game. Everything's a chess game. You have
every move you make, everything you say.
Even if you are maybe, you know,
social deduction.
If you are, you know, not favored to win, you can sort of overcome
that.
You can
win max.
Just through good placement, you know, you win max. Been win maxing recently. Just sort of playing little games and winning just so I make myself feel better.
Exactly.
So I sort of equate every single win to each other.
Yeah.
So like,
you start off with a handgun.
Becoming
then
a CEO is like the same to me as like winning like a little mini game of cut the rope or whatever bullshit. Exactly. That's, you gotta up your gratification. Gratification maxing. That's how you really make yourself feel good. It is. It's a slippery scale.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slimy scale for sure.
Slimy scale.
Oh my God. We all exist on a slimy spectrum of scales, I think.
Yeah.
What if we all existed on like some sort of serpent?
And we were each one scale?
Yeah, we each like live on a little scale. What if that would be?
Oh, that'd be dope.
That would be dope. And it's sort of soaring through some sort of maybe sort of grass garden. You zoom out a little more. Okay, what is this garden? It's a jungle.
Oh fuck, we're in a jungle.
It's a jungle of lush, beautiful fauna and flora as far as the eye can fucking see. And then zoom out. It's a garden again, and it's in a house of an old lady cooking soup for
it's
her.
It's only dressed to look like
an old lady who's part of a diverse family that's cooking soup,
exactly.
An ethnic soup for her dear children, exactly. Who are getting ready for this
experience. It's a Latina grandmother married to an Asian grandfather.
Yeah, and there was so much fucking intermingling along the way, beautiful intermingling, and they have beautiful beige children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And they're all eating, they're all participating in all their cultures and celebrating.
And then you zoom out and they're also on a bigger scale, and on you a bigger snake.
And it's again part of just giant fucking snake, and it's awesome. It's awesome. It's like a cobra this time.
Exactly.
So it's
a little cooler.
It's not like some fucking whatever skinny ass, whatever green ass snake we were on. It's a fucking awesome snake. The bigger you get, the cooler the snake. Yeah. That's what people don't understand about like... sort of Einstein.
That one's on a boa constrictor.
You talk to these science types. Einstein. You talk to Tyson. You talk to
Mike Tyson.
No, Neil.
Neil Tyson.
DeGrasse. smoking the grass on the Joe Rogan podcast, most likely, with Ellen.
Oh, dude, Ellen on the Mike Tyson podcast?
Ellen smoking weed with Joe Rogan on his podcast.
And Joey Diaz.
Ellen, remember back in the 90s when we fucking did coke and fucking yelled at minorities all the time? And Ellen's like, yeah, I sure do. And that'd be awesome if that happened. If you...
What's the coolest snake?
Probably...
Boa?
Oh, yeah, the huge one.
Yeah,
it's got to be the huge one.
You out.
Like the Anaconda. One of the ones we watched a bit of that movie with Ice Cube.
You did. I thought you could say Ice Spice.
No, Ice Spice wasn't that movie. Ice Cube was O'Shea.
A lot of rappers with ice.
Yeah, because they, yeah, these days rappers, you see them, oh, I can't even fucking look at them because all their bling right now, man.
It's a conversation.
Repping out blingy right now, bro.
A 29-year-old, like, coworker at, like, a fucking firm. A lot of rappers with ice.
You see rappers these days, and they're all iced out. I remember when rappers were just flexing gold, but now these days.
I remember when rappers were just lil.
And guess what? Diamonds are actually much more plentiful than we think they are.
Exactly. Pressure makes diamonds, but there's so much
diamond
pressure.
Is just for the another way for the rich to get richer. And honestly,
for the rich to get Richard.
Yeah, the bitch to get Richard. And my cousin, Little Richard, shout out.
Your cousin, Little Rel?
No, my cousin's not Little Rel from the famous movie Vacation Friends. And Vacation Friends 2.
There's a second one?
With Molly from Insecure and John Cena and the girl, again, from Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, good movie.
Yeah, pretty good movie. I rewatched it like a year ago,
yeah. And
I was like, wow, this holds up. And I'm like, Adam Sandberg is a revelation.
Adam Sandberg is a revelation.
Oh, man. They should make a new Jesus movie. That's what America
should,
needs
dude.
Right now.
Like,
Another Passion of the Christ. Yeah.
I think they are making a new Passion
a
of the
passion
Christ.
A Passion Fruit of the Christ.
Oh, dude. And it's Drake.
And it's a passion in the things you say. Drake would be a pretty good Jesus. He's Jewish.
Yeah, he's half Jewish.
He's half Jewish, but sort of a European Jewish.
Yeah.
So we need a nice Middle Eastern.
Half Toronto.
We need half from Toronto. His dad's from Atlanta, actually, dude.
Half Toronto.
Half Toronto. Oh, man. That was sort of a Toronto accent.
That's pretty good. I thought we were in Toronto.
For a second?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, man, I can see the skyline. I can see Drake sitting on that big tower.
Exactly.
I love when Drake sits on the big tower. Lionel's checking his phone right now to see if he got any sort of text, maybe from his crush.
Oh my god, my crush texted me.
Wait, really?
Oh my god.
What did they say?
They said you have 3 hours.
To what? Say confess or something?
I don't know.
You better confess. Cause
very vague comment.
Yeah, it's scary, honestly. I don't.
A little bit. Am
who
I
are you
caught?
Interacting with that's your crush that is saying these ominous things? Because honestly, I'd be worried.
I don't know, man.
That's just 3 hours?
Just 3 hours. That's it.
Was there like a punctuation at all?
No, that's all the time. All lowercase. That's all the time.
3 hours. And what emotions have you been feeling from
that's
them
8
recently?
8 o'clock exactly.
When's the last time you saw them?
3 hours ago.
When did they text us?
Right
now, just right now.
No, they text us at 2 o'clock.
And it is, like, 4?
Currently 5 o'clock.
Currently 5 o'clock. Wait, so
my time is up.
Wait, so you saw them, and then they texted you at the same time as you were seeing them 3 hours? So you should honestly know more than you're honestly letting on.
I don't know.
If you were near them when they texted you 3 hours, why didn't you inquire?
No, this is right after we left.
Right after we left?
You said last time I saw them.
It
was the very last time.
Okay, so nothing's happened, so I don't really think
I think I'm... I just combust. I just explode.
Yeah, she fucking chipped you or something like that, bro, and you're going to explode right now.
We're not actually doing this podcast. I'm in a shipping container.
You are? Where am I?
You're on the other one.
I'm on a different shipping container?
Yeah, like...
On the same ship?
Like Madagascar.
We're going to fall off and end up in Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Like in India, sort of South Asia area, and sort of over time kind of moved over to... Little Africa, kind of South Africa, kind of right next to there, which is beautiful. And it's beautiful.
I think it broke off of Mexico.
That doesn't make any fucking sense, man. You think it broke off of Mexico? How the fuck did it get so far? What direction did it go?
Tectonic plates.
Did it go through the Gulf?
It goes west.
It went west?
Yeah.
Which part, bro? There's no missing part like that. And it went... How did Australia and
it's
East Asia... Australia, East Asia. Did it go low?
Yeah, it takes a little dip.
That got too cold. Oh, God, that makes me so scared thinking about Antarctica. It makes me feel so cold.
Ooh, I got chills.
To be in Antarctica would make me feel so scared.
To be or not to be in Antarctica.
Because if you think about it, that's kind of ground zero of climate change.
Antarctica?
Yeah, like sort of how like the Twin Towers sort of like that was where all that shit happened.
All the what?
All, like all the bad shit, or not even bad shit, like whatever happened there. And sort of the ice area is where it's melting.
ISIS?
And that's what the sea level is rising. Did you not read about this in any sort of article?
No. I took AP Environmental Science in high school.
In high school? That's lame, dude. Yeah. I took anatomy, which is much cooler because guess what I'm studying? Bones.
Bones.
Bones and all. I can say that for sure. Shout out Taylor Russell.
That's where I learned about Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg? Yeah. That's where you learned about her? Not from, like, all the memes from, like, 2017 or some shit like that?
This was, like, 2018.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly when Greta Thunberg started becoming in the cultural know, you know?
Cultural zeitgeist.
Cultural, not really the zeitgeist, sort of just,
Cultural zeitgeist.
No, not really, just more of, like a
cultural zeitgeist.
Like, just recognized by, like, social media people. People participate. Not exactly. I mean, maybe for a specific crowd, but not like a wider cultural. Yeah, it's just like that. I would go for something else if we're talking like 2017.
He's panicking.
Okay, we're going to do a moan segment for right now. We're just going to do 10 minutes of moans. And no, it's not going to be the corny moans you would hear in the back of class in like fucking junior year of high school. No, we're going to be doing deep, sensual moans. Trying to really make you guys sort of invigorated in whatever way you want to be. Sort of nipples hard. That's it. We're just going for the nipples.
And 3, 2, 1.
Stop, stop, stop. No, but no! Not in like a non-consensual way. Just in like a
stop.
I'm cramping up. God. I feel a knot in my side.
Yes.
Oh, this is a victory for me!
This is sex!
This is sex and I am hot, and so are you as my partner. Yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, that was pretty hot. If your nipples got hard, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
If you didn't, there must be something wrong with you.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah, you must be sort of...
Probably weird.
Yeah, you're probably some sort of weirdo.
Exactly,
weirdo. We're honestly shaming you right now.
Yeah, shame.
Embarrassing. Rubbing my little fingers across each other. Does that dauber still... Is the mark still on you? Because mine stayed really well.
Oh, yeah, mine's kind of still also on.
We went to not to flex, but we are over 21, and we went to a bar yesterday. And we weren't participating in bingo.
We caught the tail end of it.
Some guys were playing next to us. They seemed excited, but they wanted money. I don't think any of them won.
None of them won. No.
But I took one of the little paint daubers and I daubed my hand and our friend and Lionel's hand because we're sort of united as a trio and we're beautiful.
Exactly.
And I'm glad the mark stayed and never leaves.
It will never leave.
If it leaves, that means
one of us has died.
Oh, really?
If the mark leaves, one of us will die. We don't know who will die, but...
That's scary to me, man. Exactly. I don't... What would I like worse? Me dying, you dying, or Fair dying? I mean... What would you want? You want me dying?
I take one for the team.
Yeah, I'd also take one for the team. I'd self-sacrifice. I'm actually always ready to self-sacrifice. This is kind of the thing.
Yeah, that's kind of my vibe.
Whenever Lionel's crossing the street, I always jump and push him over and get my leg run over.
Exactly. This happens every day.
I sort of just lay down in the middle of the road.
And we cross the street so many times getting here.
Yeah, I go zigzag with him because I want the opportunity to happen where I can save him. In case there's a sniper, and I also want you to be indebted to me a little bit.
He's just paranoid constantly. He doesn't walk.
But I don't think they're out to get me. I think they're out to get you. I'm like your hitman's bodyguard, sort of Ryan Reynolds, sort of Samuel Jackson kind of thing. You're Samuel Jackson, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and goddamn, I'm quippy and annoying. And I think Wesley Snipes called me Cracker on the set of Blade 3 Trinity.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Shout out
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Blade 2 is a revelation. You know what else is a revelation?
What?
Matrix Revolution.
Matrix
Revolution. Is what?
I saw The Matrix being filmed.
You did?
In 2019.
And I never watched
San Francisco, California.
I never watched the fourth one, man.
Which is where I live. Dox boxing.
Not exactly. Well, I've never watched the fourth one. Did you?
No, I've.
You didn't want to see where it was recorded, where you lived?
No.
What? Say
you
what?
You sounded so hurt.
Say what?
What?
Say what? Yeah, I'm just sort of shocked that you didn't want to sort of relive that experience.
Nah.
But in a different perspective.
Nah.
I'm always trying to think of different perspectives. I'm sort of...
Really good at finding other perspectives.
I want to Bluetooth my head and every single other person's head so I can get a... So I can sort of circle around the room and sort of look at everything from a different angle.
That was kind of cool. I got fucked with that motion.
Yeah, man, you wish. Yeah, again... Aura.
Motion.
And motion. Aura and motion. You know. Some people can't handle me. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. But also, my worst must be really hard to deal with because nobody ever handles me at my worst.
Yeah.
Everybody leaves me if I ever have an outburst.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I haven't had a violent one in a long time.
Well, I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. I always try to, whenever I'm about to have one of my famous outbursts, and
not famous to me.
And you're in the room, I sort of go into my room and I do what I have to.
There's
claw marks all over my wall. That's exactly why there's claw marks.
So many holes just in your room?
Yeah, it's single little holes that I poke throughout with... I'm not going to even get into that, man. It's not like my dick or anything, but it's I don't know. It looks
close.
It looks like a damn like ant nest or something like that. If you have tryptophobia, don't go into my room because it honestly looks freaky. Yeah.
It was him practicing for peepholia.
I can see me having tryptophobia.
Yeah?
You ever, see those videos of people, getting the pus out of their nose by, scrunching it?
Yeah.
I hate that shit,
it's
man.
Nasty.
It is pretty nasty, man. And people are into that. They see a pimple pop and they get a little turned on by that.
Exactly.
They get a little...
Freaky.
They're like, I'm feeling freaky right now.
I'm feeling pretty freaky.
And the only...
Don't match my freak.
And they're like, the worst thing about getting freaky when you're around people is that there's only so many things you can do to alleviate your freakiness in front of other people.
Yeah, you got
to
think of baseball.
You got to rub your knee. You got to curl your toes. You got to sort of squinch until you kind of let it out.
You got to go, Barry Bonds, Michael Phelps.
Oh, yeah. You got to think of all the baseball players so you don't come in front of everybody.
Yeah, you
got to cycle through every team. That's...
Me, I'm always cycling through teams in my head.
You pick a season, and you have to name every single player from the active during that season.
2014 Giants, that's what I'm going through. You know. Pablo Sandoval, 2 months ago.
That's the only way you're not coming. And if you don't get there in time, man, sucks, man, sucks, man, sucks, man.
Can't name the backup left fielder.
Jump in. Yeah.
Just instant.
Fucking Sergio Romo fucking toasted me, man. Fucking Angel Pagan made me come, bro.
Made me come, dude.
Actually, you know what? If I thought of, a really good, my childhood Giants team, it would probably not help.
Oh, Sergio Romo, fuck.
It's so nostalgic, and I'm like, Pablo Sandoval. Oh!
It actually has the opposite effect of what I want to do. So, who knows?
Yeah, I would probably name, I don't even know. I couldn't even run through. What would I do?
You
maybe,
even,
a TV.
You couldn't get run through by the team?
Yeah. I probably could. I think I'd be a little shaken up afterwards.
How are you taking it? You going shortest guy to tallest guy?
Shortest guy to tallest would probably loosen me up better. I'm not saying I know their dick size. I mean, I would go. Can I organize it by dick size? Do I know yet?
Not yet. You got to kind of guess. Well, proportion wise.
Okay. Dick energy is what I'll base it off
okay,
of.
Okay.
But it probably will be shorter guys on the end. Sorry. It sucks that things are usually proportional, man. I mean, that's just how things work.
Not to say it doesn't look good.
Yeah. All bodies are beautiful. And I'm fucking all of them anyway. So do I even have to... I don't have to fucking...
You don't have to justify.
Don't feel insecure, bro. I'm having sex with you. This should be enough, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, bro.
People piss me off, man. Nobody's ever satisfied, even after I make them come. even after I churn the cream out of them, man, they're still.
Nobody's
fucking,
ever satisfied.
They're like, oh.
Always a disappointing.
Stop fucking
end.
Whining. I just had to fuck your whole squad. I did the whole squad right
I let
now.
The whole squad hit.
Me when I let the whole squad hit and they're fucking left
and
a little bit
disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, you have other problems then that you're bringing into this. I did nothing.
You guys brought me in to bring you out of a losing streak here.
You're projecting stuff. They hire somebody to encourage the team. Oh, no, don't worry. Your dick's so big, bro.
You haven't gotten a hit just because you haven't gotten the stress out.
Yeah, man. It's okay. It's okay. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't even want to think of doing that. I would actually hate to have a job.
I would actually hate running through the squat.
I mean, depends on what I was getting paid, honestly. Because if at the end I was going home to bling, yeah, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
And trust me, if I have bling, I'm putting that shit on. And I'm going to every game, iced as hell. I'm wearing like a...
You're in the suite.
What's like an animal I can wear the coat of? Maybe like a white rhino or something like that?
Just the most rare.
I'm like, it's heavy as fuck and I'm fucking... it's so heavy on my back. Someone poured water on me and I'm fucking... Oh, God.
I'm suffocating.
I swear it fucking crunched one of my fucking axles or some shit like that.
So expensive and it's so drippy.
It's so drippy. My fucking bucket hat. You want to know what it's made out of? My friend's cat, bro.
Oh, bro. You know that white alligator at the fucking museum? Look at my shoes.
I'm trying to think of rare animals and it's just... I want to just do the most immoral thing. I don't know. My wall is made out of a fucking... It's made out of a fucking fetus.
What can I say, man? It's drippy.
It's drippy, man. The drip can overcome you. That's the thing about it.
Okay, dude.
It's like a virus, man.
Yeah, man.
Soon it starts taking on more life than you ever had. And you just become a vessel for drip, which could be your goal. I don't know.
I know another vessel for drip.
Your cock.
My cock.
Your cock when you get a fucking, what is it, a starch infestation. Yeast infection, starch infection. You ever got a flour infection? You ever got a baking soda infection, man?
Exactly, said baking soda.
What if you can make an entire bread out of just your bodily fluids?
That'd be sick.
I mean, yeast is enough to get things going, man.
No, it's could an activator.
A bunch of dead skin would probably work as flour.
Just a human bread.
Human bread sounds delicious, dude. Yeah, shout out Filthy Frank. Oh, my God. This sounds like a lot like a Filthy Frank idea. Yeah, if for all you edgy kids that would say the N-word and defend it, this one's not for you.
We are against you.
You are against you, and we will fight you, even if you are a child from the past. Yeah.
Even if you've so changed...
We don't care if you were evil and then changed to become even better than anyone.
No, we'll fight you.
We'll fight you and beat you just for your history.
Exactly.
You should always know to be good is a thing. Even it's in true. Spite of like the negative influences in your life, you should always overcome, supersede.
You should always be super naturally good.
Superman.
Me.
You should always supersize yourself, but in a spiritual way. I don't care about that guy. Weren't there people say that, like, oh, he was drinking a lot during that time and that's why he was so fucking unhealthy.
Could have also been.
They said he was an alcoholic and died of alcoholism, and that's why he was like doing so poorly.
Makes sense.
And you should not right. I mean, you shouldn't eat McDonald's all the time. You should eat like you should make burgers for yourself and eat them constantly.
Yeah.
But you can follow the McDonald's recipe. I don't give a fuck. Just don't buy their shit.
Yeah. Buy the meat and shit from a local market.
Yeah.
Make it yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the local market also isn't Zionist.
Maybe maybe salt. Pepper, onion powder, garlic powder is like a little basic kind of thing.
Pretty...
You want to get the pan hot. You want to get a pan hot so you get a nice sear. You can sprinkle a little bit of salt on top of the meat to get that kind of going.
You gotta let the flavors activate.
Not too much oil. You're going to fucking fry that. Or not fry that shit.
No, you don't want to fry.
It's going to get too moist. It's going to get way too moist. You want a hard crust. You want a hard crust that breaks your tooth when you bite into it.
Throw those puppies on the grill.
Oh. Whoa, that was really cool, dude. What if moms were known for grilling instead of dads, dude?
Exactly. I think moms could be way better at grilling.
They probably are, man. I mean, not to say that moms are better at cooking necessarily. Like, you should try to find your roles within your own relationship.
Exactly,
we're not here to tell you anything. Nobody should be anything in particular. That's what we're trying to stress here.
But
mom's barbecuing is a cool image.
It's a cool image.
Imagine, okay, so she's wearing aviators and a military hat, and she's wearing thigh-high boots, and she's barbecuing. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
And guess what?
What?
Ribeye. Yeah, man.
Nah, dude.
And maybe some sausages, some hot dogs. But like good hot dogs.
Some hot links.
Yeah, hot links to put in buns.
Yes.
And I'm still going to put ketchup and mustard and probably mayo and jalapenos on that motherfucker, and I'm going to eat it. And guess what? I'll probably have a fucking Sprite or a ginger ale or a fucking cream soda, because that sounds good to me right now.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 8. of Mothers I Learned From the podcast, MILF for short. Whoa. I've been your host, Lionel.
Guillermo.
That's your host, Guillermo. We'll see you next time. We love you.
Guillermo.